What's going on, everybody? This is Mr. UL, and we're here again at the Wine Your Mind Happy Hour. I'm with my girl.
Hey, y'all, it's AT here. Welcome to Happy Hour. Get your glasses out. It's time.
And your boy, P Hat, you know, fat with a purpose. You know what I mean? But can I tell y'all something?
Yeah.
I've been thinking about my name, P Hat. You know, I've been thinking about this for a little bit. Okay. I actually talked to you a little bit about this.
We did have AT. A talk.
And I was watching the news the other day.
Hold on, wait a minute. Y'all had a talk?
We did. We talked about this.
Yeah, I ain't have a talk.
You weren't here.
You was on the text.
You was gone.
We got cell phones. Whatever.
You wasn't around.
We keep a group text between us in between happy hours.
Why you turn something around? I ain't going to call you P-Hat no more.
Like, my name, P-Hat. You know what I mean? And it's like, P-H-A-T, you know, pretty hot and tempted and all that stuff. You know, fat with a purpose, all that. You know. But I was watching the TV the other day. And I was watching these women protesting in Washington, D.C. You know, shout out to my women who protesting
women.
All this nonsense that's out there
I
and everything.
I did shout out our women today. I'll tell you
yes.
how to do
that. Yes.
And it's all good. But I saw these women out there wearing these hats on their head with the vaginas on their head.
Ooh.
You know what I'm talking about? The little pink hats?
Actually, I don't. Go ahead.
Oh,
continue.
You don't know what I'm talking about.
I don't
about.
Know. Continue,
y'all ain't never
please.
Heard of this?
I've heard of it.
You heard what I'm talking
about?
Yeah.
Okay. Hats.
But they are. The, yeah, I know, exactly. They're
I'm
pussy
sorry.
Hat, basically. I mean, you can say the word.
It's our show. I can say what I want to say.
I'm about to say what? Just, yeah.
But they call them pussy hats.
Right.
You know
okay.
what I mean?
We'll call them the pee hat.
We'll call it the pee hat.
Oh, I
and
get
I was
it.
Watching something on TV. And they were like, oh, we're not going to call it a pussy hat. Let's call it a pee hat. And I was like,
that's
no,
name.
Man, don't call it a pee hat.
So they fucked your
they
name up.
They fucked my name up, man. I was like, no.
So you don't want to be the pussy one. You don't
so
want
like,
to be the
I
pussy hat.
I to change my name from P hat to something else because the women done took that one over. You know what I'm saying?
But how many people know about the pussy? I mean, damn.
Every
fuck,
woman.
I fucked it up. Y'all fucked it up for me.
Oh, this going to have an explicit
super
warning
explicit
on it today.
On
you know what I'm saying?
One.
I don't know.
I'm just saying, though, you know, I'm just kind of mad about that. I mean, I'm not mad about the women and their P hats
no.
and all that. Kind
I remember,
of
I remember.
But now you got to come up with a new name.
My name's supposed to be P hat. And I can't be a pussy hat. You know what I mean? I just
nah,
can't be me. You
nah,
know what
I
mean?
I don't know.
So, but
I mean,
but,
Rick Ross had to change his name. He had to be Ricky Rose at
yeah,
one time.
Yeah, because he got sued.
You know what I'm saying? But I mean, we still know him as Rick Ross. I mean, I still may know you as P hat. I've always known you as P hat. I mean, who are you going to be?
I mean, for now, I'll be P hat today.
Hello, P hat.
I ain't thought about no new name just
I
yet.
Swear,
if they want to come
y'all
up
have
see
an
that,
idea,
the ether out there, y'all
let
good,
us know in our Facebook group. We do have a Wine Your Mind Happy Hour Facebook group.
Wine Your Mind.
Give us a shout out. Let P hat know
man.
What names you'd like to hear him take over.
Yeah, I know. But so I was just thinking about that, and I was like, you know, folks gonna make fun of me.
I swear,
well, last
if
week-
I slip up and call you pussy hat. Before the show is
if
over.
If you are referring to him as pussy, I'm going to be crying on the floor.
I'm going to be real mad at
okay.
all y'all.
I'm
so,
behave.
Are
like
we
that.
Calling you P-Hat for the day?
I'm still P-Hat. Don't
you're
get it.
P-Hat.
Okay.
Nah,
I was P-Hat
I know
first.
P-Hat.
But
I'm
it may change, put you on notice.
First, but, you know, because I'm fat, you know what I mean? Well, P-H-A-T fat, you know? So... That was the whole point of the name, P-Hat. You know, I didn't want to call myself fat.
I love the confidence.
But P-Hat, you know, yeah. pretty hot and tempting with a purpose. You know what I'm saying?
With a purpose.
But these ladies done took that over.
We might have changed it just a bit
talking.
On
now
you.
Now we can get on with it. That's you right. know what I mean? I just wanted to put that
I mean,
out
I mean,
there.
That might
start.
Mean something because the pussy... Well, I get to it. Never mind.
Yeah. There might be a hole
never
on
mind.
The
I was,
right.
Yeah, never mind.
Oh, my. Oh, my. So, yeah, if y'all have any thoughts or ideas of new names for P-Hat, let them know. Because He's in a quandary.
Yeah, I'm highly upset about that. But
he'll
hey,
still be
I would like to also give a shout out to Lyric by Etude. That is the wine we're having tonight that brought on some of these thoughts. It is 14.5. So, you know, it's already at the top of one of our lists. It is a Pinot Noir. I like it. It's a drier kind of wine.
I would say it's pretty dry. It's like a grown folk wine.
It is.
You know, a lot of stuff we've been drinking
folk.
Has been kind of fruity
yeah.
and like kind of for the, you know, not for the grown folk.
It makes you appreciate the wine a little bit more.
Exactly.
Because before you get ready to be like, oh, this is sweet or whatever like that, you sit here and be like, you know what? If I had the right meal with this, this would probably
oh,
be real good
yes.
if I had the right
this
meal
some
with
steak.
It. Yeah, something like that. So this is when you appreciate the wine a little bit more. So no,
you
I
have
got
to
you. I got
get
you.
The aroma.
Yeah, definitely. And
let
definitely.
It, you know, wash over you. So, it's a 20.
Act like you know what you're doing while you're around the bar table.
There you go.
You know, it's got a nice little effervescence after the fact. Nice little dry wine. You know what I mean? It's a red one. It's got a little fruity accents and all that fun it stuff does. As well. You know, like, let me sound like I'm an expert or something, you know. But that's what it is, you know. Good stuff.
So, if you're shopping for a new wine, you may want to try some Lyric by Etude. It is a 2014 Pinot Noir. And it is a red, in case no one knew. It is really good. Right. I do enjoy it. Yeah. I like fruitier wines, definitely. But I'm okay with this one. It's all right.
Nah, it's cool. It's a little mellow. Yeah, it's
you know. Well,
you know all I care about 14.5.
It's changing
lives. It's cool with me.
Might make you think just a little bit.
Pussy hat.
Do not make him feel this wine. Do not make
and
him
you,
feel this wine.
I hear you people listening.
I'm sorry.
That's funny though, right? That's what I said. I was like, pussy hat.
Okay, I'm ahead.
Like, really, dog? Pussy. That's what I was thinking about myself. Like, you I can't be pussy hat.
That can't be your first name.
I was mad because usually they call it pussy hat. They don't even say pee hat. But I was watching TV and she was like, let's just call it pee hat.
I think I think they call it pee hat because it's kind of like when our president decided to say shithole 5,000 times. People were like, okay, we're not going to continue to
because
say.
Because we brought up our president, we're going to go ahead with AT. What we got going on,
AT?
Help us out, AT.
I don't know how far we can get today. I'm just saying. Yeah. I was wondering, okay, so I got a new phone. It's been a great week. I'm like back in the world of the phone. And going through, I get a text from P-Hat, and it's this like black faced emoji. It's like a black circle with these big white eyes.
Hold on, what?
Is it a smiley face on it? It's a smiley face on it. And
that's
so
what
like,
I'm like, is this a black face?
So we keep a text between the three of us during the week to kind of give ideas.
You
and, you know, we always like to discuss different things that's going on to see if they're worthy of the show.
Absolutely.
But when I tell you that P-Hat sent me this thing, and I was like, did you just send me a black face emoji?
Hold on, what kind of, I just got a new phone. What kind of phone y'all get?
No, I did get a Samsung 8.
Okay.
Yeah,
I'm sorry,
too.
I've never gotten an iPhone. I don't know.
I got a Samsung 8 too. I've been doing Androids mostly. Okay. And I just got this new phone this week.
I like the Android.
It's like a black smiley face.
There's like a thousand emojis I ain't never seen before, and that's the one that stood out to me. I'm like, why is this Negro like he talking about feast don't fail me now? Feast don't fail me now.
Hold on, this is not a black face emoji.
It's
I
a
know
black.
It looked like
it is
a black black faced emoji. I'm like, this is the time of Black Panther. You will not have some Sambo emoji in this motherfucker.
Don't do that. Don't do that. I love my Black Panther. Don't include them in it. No. But it's a real circular black
it's like a smiley,
with two
a black
dots in the smile face.
It looked like some Louis Armstrong from the 1920s.
I was just like, I don't know what this
love Louis
is.
Though. Don't get me wrong. I love Louis.
Like, am I supposed to be like, when would I use this?
Were you trying to jigaboo somebody out?
Is it like, I'm so mad? Cause, well, I guess that'd be a red face. Like, I can't.
I don't know.
Emojis always have a reason.
They do. And I want to know. I want to know if somebody out there knows why in the world I have a black circle with some eyes on it and a smiley face.
Somebody's going to tell us what
I want to know why.
I'll be wrong because we don't know what it means.
I don't know what it means.
I will give
it's
it
just
to
like
you,
Sambo to me.
I don't make emojis. So all they are hieroglyphics. We're going backwards. We've talked about that
we
before in this show.
We talked about that when we saw
but
it.
Like,
right.
I need to know because, you know, it's like some things you're like, why did I need this one? Why did
you know
I
everybody
need
don't text for the same
this
reason, right?
Right. Like, so I want to
know. My
heart
and your heart is two different hearts.
How, like, right. And when you get like the eggplant emoji, like who was the first one that realized, oh, wait, I can use this for something other than vegetables?
I mean, yeah, I'm sure there's a lot
saying
of folks.
True, so if true you are using the black circle emoji.
Yeah, you got to be specific, right?
Because
it's
some
real
eyeball,
black people. Because
it's an actual black circle.
Yeah. With some eyeballs
now,
on
I
it.
I am glad that they didn't make the eyes like the big emojis, like when they got them big round eyes, because then
cool.
I would have felt
it
some
was
kind
close,
of way.
Though.
I would have felt that.
It
they
was
made,
definitely close.
But they made them small, but they going like, you know, to the side. Like they giving you a little side eye action.
Like, oh. Like one of them.
I really want to know what it means. I know it means something. It gotta mean something.
So yes, if y'all know what that black circle emoji looks, or if you know what it's for, please get on Wine Your Mind Happy
Hour. Tell me what it is.
That's some jigaboo nonsense.
And that's some real. That's a good happy hour like conversation, exactly. Right? You be up at the bar talking about waiting for my drink.
Have
and
y'all
then,
seen this?
You know what this?
Has anyone used this one?
I mean, that's similar to the heart emoji, right? Because they have a black heart. I'm not sure what everybody's black heart mean. Because some people are using it for different reasons.
It could be like a negative. I don't know.
So for everybody, it's not negative.
Yeah.
I guess I would only use the black circle emoji when I was making a face. Like, if I was talking to a friend about, oh, we going out at nighttime and it's summertime. Because I get real dark in the summer. Like, my summer color comes in. Mm-hmm. So, like, would I use it to be like, at nighttime, all you're going to see is my teeth and my eyes? Like, I don't understand why this black face emoji.
Blue black, you know what I mean?
Personally. Have found a reason for it, let us know.
That is our quandary. If you type up the right text, you should be all right.
So let me know, what was that text about?
I'm like, this emoji about to start singing some Negro spirituals, looking at me with them big old eyes.
You ain't even see Black Panther yet, did you? You ain't see Black Panther yet. No, I haven't.
Don't call out nobody.
You ain't seen it either. I'm mad at work today. Everybody was like, oh, you about to lose your black card. You ain't seen Black Panther yet. I'm like, no, I have, because I'll be ready. I'll be working on the weekend.
No, I don't want anybody to think anything different about Missy UL.
Oh, we paying money for that.
See it. I just haven't had a chance.
Dog.
I've been very busy. I've been doing stuff. You know,
exactly.
I
you
got
a busy
stuff
man.
Going on.
I'm a
yeah.
busy
pop
man.
Up, you
coming
up.
You
know
what
I'm saying?
So it's like, you know, but everybody at my job is clowning me, though. They're like, dog. You this far from losing your black card. They doing the little Black Panther salute everywhere I go. I feel like a fraud doing it because I ain't even seen it.
As soon as you go see it, you get it right back.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? If you change colors,
you know. It's a redemption because of this dang on black face emoji. You know what I mean?
Talking about being black. Surprise. One thing that has come up since the Florida shooting is the idea of arming teachers. So I was on Facebook the other day,
man.
And I saw a question, and I will read it verbatim so that I know that I'm getting it correct. This is what happens when your phone works. Praise God.
Amen. I can text.
So here was the question:
pound facts.
Would you like to be a black teacher holding a handgun when the cops show up at a school shooting? And the reason this question was asked is because the person who posted it, a friend of mine who's a white male, he's an older white male, he had a friend tell him, you know, everybody is coming up with these ideas and saying teachers need to be armed and this is one way to solve it, but no one made the difference of this rule may not work everywhere.
So let this me get rule you to may ask not that work question for everyone.
So here's
more
the
time.
Question.
Let me, because I don't know if everybody heard that.
And I
if
want
you
to
are
really
listening
think
right
of it.
Now, drink that drink right now. Take that Sip shot it. Right now and listen to this, because I want you all to hear this.
Because this is real. Like,
please,
this
AT,
is,
go ahead.
Would you like to be a black teacher, or I'll even add in a teacher of color?
Okay.
Holding a handgun when the cops show up at a school shooting.
Oh my God.
And let me be real. Yeah. I have had this conversation about the possibility of teachers being armed and over again.
That's real.
Having many teacher friends, being a teacher.
That's real.
I've had this conversation. While I see the pros of it helps with budget a bit, you no longer have to pay for someone to come in, like security to come in and things like that. And we have a lot of school systems that are struggling. So maybe this is a way to help them protect themselves while keeping their budgets intact.
Okay.
But one of my friend's children's brought up a great idea, or a great one I'd never thought of. He said, I'm concerned about teachers having guns, and this is a kid. I'm concerned about teachers having guns because I know some of those bad children. And he was like, some of those bad children, if you let them know which teachers have the gun, they will go get it. Now, not to say that it wouldn't be.
It
will be.
Just have a gun sitting out in the middle of
nowhere. That doesn't, you know, if you can break a lock and get in.
Right.
That's not even my concern, though. Like, that's a legitimate concern right there.
But would you
want to
be the black teacher?
Come up in there and do that. But all I know is there's a couple things. To answer that question, no. Because if I'm a black anything with a gun in my hand and the cops roll up in there, we getting shot first. I don't give a crap who you talking to.
I'll be honest, crap first. I wouldn't want to be.
But my concern is this. I was a teacher. I went to school. I was a music education major. I taught in schools after I graduated college back in the day.
He had
whatnot.
Got education,
you know, I got
y'all.
Education all day long. You know, I thought I was a teacher.
He reads books.
I taught in the ghetto. I taught in juvenile facilities, all that kind of stuff. It don't matter. I taught it. If you put a gun in my hand.
Right.
With
as
some
a,
of these
as a
on a bad day,
as a teacher,
I swear, for God, right now, I would be sitting up in jail, probably 10 years gone right now, because there would be a murder. There would be probably several murdered children.
Well,
because you put a gun in a teacher's hand with some of these bad kids.
Some
out
teachers
there,
don't need them.
A teacher might just go crazy and shoot the crap out of that classroom. So, I don't give a crap what nobody says. I mean, crazy kids.
And given the situation, we've seen fights in classrooms. What is to stop a teacher from? Okay, fine. Not even going postal, but fine. You don't want to listen? I'm pulling it out. Either you sit down and stop the fight, or true. I'm going to end it.
Hey.
Nah, you know
and I'm
what?
Hoping my teachers don't do that, but I understand being in that position.
I'll share this.
You have a life or death moment in front of you.
You put a gun in my hand, you set me up for failure.
You know what? I'll share this. As an old military person, because I'm retired as a military person.
With training.
Exactly. When you actually put a weapon in someone's hand, when you get more comfortable with the weapon, you're more likely to do things. It's like you're easily to play with it, or you're easily to use it and things like that. I mean, you still have the respect, but it's the idea of having the comfortability of having the weapon where people actually use it more. I remember when I came back from Iraq, and I know it sounds crazy for a lot of people, but when I came back from Iraq, I told myself I did not want a weapon anymore in my hand. And it was just because I remembered how I was able to use this weapon while I was in Iraq. Because
you always had it.
So given a teacher, how many days of the year that a teacher is in school?
A lot.
Probably about 181.
Oh, wow. That's
a lot, right? Okay. So imagine each one of those days, not only do you have it in school, but you also have it at home. Because a lot of people are not comfortable with having a weapon at home.
Right.
So now you have it at home. So building that cape, you know, that comfortability. Trust me, when that thing happens, like you said, and somebody kirk off or them kids act like they don't got no sense.
For some people, that's what it takes one.
Did I make the noise? Exactly. Did I make the sound right?
Right. I guess basically, if you're going to have teachers with guns in the room and stuff, you got to give them mental evaluations to make sure they're okay.
It's a different kind.
They got to be trained.
Question.
There got to be some training. You got to have like
hardcore
every single year. They got to get their training certified.
I don't
certified.
Even give it that though. That's meaning you know, that you're making it okay to say that they should have it.
Yeah.
I don't think they should have it. This is the reason why we were supposed to have security in the school.
Exactly.
I
don't think they should have it for their own good. I think teachers shouldn't have it, especially in badass schools. For their own good.
Period.
But
I don't
here's
care
the
school.
Difference.
I don't care to school.
One of the things that this shooting has brought up, now we're talking about the safety of schools.
Right.
In most black schools that I know, our children have been walking through, where there is a high, you know, those quote unquote bad city schools. They walk through metal detectors and have been walking through metal detectors for years.
Mm-hmm.
Now we surprisingly want to do something to make our children safer. We've been doing it in our community, treating them like criminals for years and expecting them to come in with things or come. But I mean, our teachers are a lot of teachers are burnt out, and the reason they leave and we have a lack of teachers is because we ask them to do so much.
Mm-hmm.
We ask them to break up fights. We ask them to play parents. We ask them to play teachers. We ask them.
And now you want to ask them to be trialing,
now,
you know,
be responsible for saving their lives when someone is literally attacking you with a gun.
So are
and
the
be
teachers,
right.
so you gotta be are the teacher like disagreeing with this, or are they also
it depends
agreeing
where
with
you
it?
Are. I guess it depends. Some
and
people
how you
are
feel.
For, some people are against it. You know, there's a spectrum of thought on this.
But the
you
people
know?
That you're saying, I'm only talking about the teacher.
I'm
not
just
talking
speaking
about the people outside of it.
From my thought and like being in a family
experience
of teachers,
right?
I hear so much, and like so many teachers, they leave. Like we are always in a teacher shortage because everyone is thought to be a teacher. Like you can hire a banker and be like, okay, he's now an educator. No, there's a difference between a teacher and an educator.
You have to build that relationship.
But that's a side comment.
Okay, that's a different conversation.
When you have teachers that are expected to do 110 things and be a social worker and be a parent, be a teacher, be an educator, be a referee,
a doctor.
a doctor. On top of that, now I have to be worried about, am I in proximity to where the gun is? Because let's say I'm in like an elementary school and I have to walk my class from my classroom to the lunchroom. Do I carry the gun with me in case someone comes in on the way?
Yeah, those questions are supposed to come up.
I mean, like, do I take it on the playground with me? Am I carrying it? Is it locked in my room?
It's a lot.
I think what gets lost
in that situation and in this whole conversation too is the fact that we are even having the conversation about arming teachers in American schools
and discussing our school system is a problem.
The fact that we're discussing it in this way.
Yeah,
and we're not even discussing about like trying to stop the problem in the first place.
We're not even talking about educating them.
You know what I was thinking about? The way we treat in this situation, we're talking about arming teachers, is how we treat pharmaceutical industry and stuff too, where it's like, you know, with diseases and stuff.
Yeah.
We ain't trying to cure no dang on disease, you know. We trying to stop the symptoms and all that kind of stuff. You know, we trying to take medicine.
You have a headache, take Excedrin.
By giving guns to teachers, you're not trying to cure the problem.
Right.
You're just putting a little bit of antiseptic on it. You know, giving a gun to a teacher is antiseptic.
But isn't that normally what happens, though?
You know what I mean? It's not getting to the core of what the issue is.
That's what I was about to say.
You know what I'm saying?
The issue
was like, you know, you got too many guns in America.
Anyone can walk in with one.
You know, anybody can walk in with a gun. You can buy a gun when you're 18, you know, and stupid and dumb. But think about what you was.
But you can't buy liquor.
You know, can't buy liquor and all that.
Oh, they figured that part out.
Buying an AR-15. Mm-hmm. That's a problem to me. I don't know.
And I like guns. That's under 18, I grew up in Texas. I love guns. I think
that's ridiculous.
That pushes us to be able to have that, because, you know what I'm saying, most people, when they're younger than 18 or 21 or whatever, they can't get liquor. You know what I'm saying? They do that for a reason, because they know that now I can get some liquor for more money.
And they know the 18-year-olds ain't responsible with liquor, at least not in America.
We have a completely different culture, just like we have a completely different culture with guns. Yeah. I was watching TV one night and some guy was like, think about all of the references we make.
Okay.
All of the references we make have to do with like guns and Western culture, like, oh, he started shooting off at the mouth.
Right.
Oh, he, you know.
Man, I'm locked and loaded. I'm ready to go.
Locked and loaded. Everything is about, and you don't even realize how much it is in our culture.
Right.
Because we feel like having a gun is power. Mm-hmm. But I agree with P.A. Instead of, we don't talk about the fact of, why do you need teachers to be armed? Like, we haven't gotten to that point.
Right. We shouldn't even be talking like that.
That we're at the point where teachers have to get armed. We're just trying to say, oh, just arm the teachers and everything will stop.
No, but isn't that usually what happens, though?
That we put a Band-Aid on it after?
Right. Every time something serious happens or whatever like that, they always get to this point. And then after a while, once it fades away, then, you know, no one's really going to be talking about it no more. But normally, right when something shocking happens, everybody, like, you know what I'm saying, God forbid. But when we bring back up 9/11, right after that, anybody that was, what was it, that wore a turban or was Arabian or whatever,
they said,
kill him. We went to 7-Eleven, went to get a cup of coffee, and it was like, kill him. I mean, like,
people weren't people. We were all mad. Everybody was angry.
So they took the pressure off black folks for a little while.
Yeah, this is normally what people do. So it's like, should we really be worrying about putting weapons in their hands? Are we really going to get to that point about, or are we just talking about it because this is what's going on right now?
We're talking about it. And that's one thing, like, I will say, I give it to the kids in Florida because they made their voices heard. When the NRA came out and was like, we're not going to do anything, they were like, that's fine, because we're your next group of voters. And you are not senators. You are not, you know, you are not in a position to make these decisions. So we'll vote you out.
Right.
You know, and I feel like that was the answer. Like, if you don't like what your senators and congressmen are doing, vote them out.
Shout out to them kids in Florida, because they are keeping this on. Usually by now, 2 weeks after a mass shooting like that, you know, it's already out of the news. Everybody's
already talking about it anymore.
Right.
But shout out to them kids in Florida, because y'all are keeping this in the news and y'all are doing y'all thing.
And this is what I was bringing up. This is what happens, right? Mm-hmm. You know, after the shocking situation happens, then you slowly starting to fade away. Mm-hmm. And then, but also the good part about it is, at least you get to see the people who really supporting.
You know, like you right now we're bringing it back up, right? So they know that we're the individuals that's supporting.
Oh,
the,
I'm with, you know I'm with saying? Them
they're
all
gonna,
the way.
They're going to come on the show and they're going to listen to it and they're going to say like, you know what they're still talking about.
Right.
Mm-hmm. We still bring up the shootings that happened, you know what I'm saying, with our young black people at one point in time. Like, we bring it up because it's still going on.
And it's all connected. We like, in America, we like to separate ourselves.
Unfortunately.
Like, if black men are being killed, then a lot of white men are like, well, I'm not really concerned about that because that's not my child. That's not me. Now, that's not to say that they're not like, oh, no, police shouldn't shoot black men.
Of course not.
Or police shouldn't, you know, people shouldn't shoot other. But if it doesn't directly affect you, then 9 times out of 10, and that goes for everyone.
All right.
We're not really that worried.
Right.
But this issue affects all of us. If you send your child to school and they are sending you texts of, I may not come home tonight and I love you, because we feel that everyone and their mother should have an arsenal of war weapons.
Of course.
But we're not at war. There's something wrong with that picture, personally.
I can only imagine.
And if you disagree, let me know. I mean, I feel like I'm not one to say take away guns. But I mean, if you want to have a gun, have a gun. But if you want a war machine, then maybe there are certain places that, like, if you want to shoot an AK-50, what is it, what did he have?
He had an AR-15.
He had an AR-15. Mm-hmm. Maybe if you want to shoot an AR-15, you need a military license. Maybe when you go to the shooting ground, you only can shoot your AR-15s there. You know, like, why do I need, personally, I don't need, like, a flamethrower. I don't need an
AR-15. It's a situation where the bad apples are ruining it for everybody else, basically. So the AR-15 is like, you know, AR-15 is the...
Yeah, the good suffer for the bad.
Exactly, you know, and it sucks. You know what I mean? You know, people started dying in car accidents and stuff like that. So they made everybody have to wear a seatbelt. You know, it sucks.
This is the only one.
You're taking away my rights. If I don't want to wear a seatbelt, I shouldn't have to. But... it's the law. You got to wear a seatbelt because it's dangerous.
And
when,
everyone
when you're
accepts
in a crash and you don't have your seatbelt on, you're going to fly through the window and kill somebody else in the other car.
Yeah, or so they made you wear your seatbelt.
Same thing with guns. You know what I mean? I don't mean we're going to take away your gun. We didn't take everybody's cars away because folks were dying in cars.
Right.
You know what I mean? They're just trying to do some sensible ass regulations on some guns that's going to keep everybody safe. It
I mean, because even with
the
liquor,
the bad apples are ruining it for everybody.
We did prohibition for a long time. We took away liquor for a long time.
Because it was killing people, and it was stupid though.
But I mean, like,
it made the Kennedys what they are today, huh?
It made a lot of people what they are today.
Exactly, you know what I mean? His name is not about to be Pussy Hat no more.
You got a lot to say.
Why you hating, dog? It never was Pussy Hat.
Would you want to be the black teacher holding the gun when the cops come in?
Well, I definitely don't want to be that. And if I am, as an old military person, I will have a different gun than what the police officer shows up with. I promise
that. But I would understand why you would.
Person, right?
Because you have a military license.
Right. But then at the same times, I do, like, right, yeah, whether you have a license or if you have a title or... if your mind is not right, it doesn't matter who you are. Because how many stories have we had of military people doing some crazy stuff, not only shooting up the base, but outside the base?
Yeah.
You know, the idea of the, you know, the sniper or the shoot, you know, the sniper shoot that we had, you know, in D.C. at one time. You know what I'm saying? Like, you think about these things. So it's more about the mental.
It is.
You know what I'm saying?
We need to hit the core of the issues rather than this fix.
What's the quote? Guns don't kill people. People kill people. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? That's so true.
It is.
Like, I've watched people who have taken the time and used weapons, because I like to use that a little bit better with it, use weapons and go out to these, you know, different places and, like, target shoot. And there's, like, there's some type of, like, ability or, you know, thing that you need to have to be able to shoot.
You have to practice 800 that.
To feet, you know what I'm saying, plus feet or whatever like that. So however it works. So I don't want to, like, say, you know, no one should have it, because there's people who don't have, you know, that's not military, that actually knows how to handle weapon better than the military people.
And I feel like if you are one of those people, have a gun.
But
fine.
I do. But I'm with you, though, because but how do we ever know?
Well, here's my thing. That's why I'm an advocate for background checks. I feel like if I can't walk into a school and be a teacher without going through FBI checks.
All kinds of background checks.
And
that's a different background check when it comes to weapons, though.
But that's my thing. Why do I have to go through all of that just to get a job? when to get a gun,
a weapon,
you'll have to go through all that.
But what if it becomes natural? Like, I mean,
what, to go through a check?
You have to go through all of that and have a gun, and you know, you still want to be a teacher, but now you have to go through all of this. This
has now become the norm. It's like sitting in that airplane seat. Where they're like, you may be called upon to act in the airplane.
You still get to choose your seat, though.
I don't want that job.
You get to choose your seat, though.
So, right. Well, and then
you get to choose your job.
I move away.
Okay.
But I'm just saying, I feel like we are so trying to fix this problem.
Yeah, we are.
As opposed to fixing the problem.
Man.
We try to put a Band-Aid on the problem as opposed to going to the actual source of the problem, the root of the problem, which is mental health, like they say. That's part of it.
Yeah.
It's part of this. It's easy access to guns is part of it. The background checks is part of it. It's a whole list of things as part of it.
And that is the reason why we're doing this.
Did you check my ID for liquor?
Exactly. The people that are having this debate in Congress and all that stuff always wanted to make it an either or.
Yeah.
And it's not.
If you listen to how the right talks about it, it's always like, they're going to take your guns, no matter what they say, no matter what it is. It's, it's taking your guns. And the left, you know, the super far left, it's all about, you know, let's take their guns. You know what I mean?
But the thing is, they never
talk about meeting in the middle somewhere. And it's like, no, man, it's just sensible.
Let's be realistic.
Stuff that folks are trying to talk about.
Right.
Taking care of this stuff, you know?
If we're not at war and there's not a zombie apocalypse, maybe we don't need certain weapons for everyone to have.
Exactly.
Just the thought.
Yeah, this is,
I mean, like, you wouldn't give your kid a can of Lysol and be like, okay, now go spray the house. Because 9 times out of 10, they're going to spray it in the face.
Regardless of the train that you have, I don't want it to be in your
about some of the things.
I don't want it to be close to you.
And nobody's trying to take away anybody's guns.
Right.
That's what folks need to realize.
Right.
And because we've
stopped making those arguments, like, you know, that's what politicians say, that to divide and conquer us. You know, everybody's in the middle on this one.
And in the end of it, you are still left with wondering if your kids are coming home at night.
Mm-hmm.
Because we haven't figured anything out. But I will say, I love the fact that these kids have kept it in the forefront. And like you said, we are still talking about it. We're still talking about options. Right. We're still talking about army teachers. We've never been there before. Mm-hmm. Like, to the point where we've actively considered it.
It's a different lifestyle.
We've never gotten there before.
Yeah.
So I give it out to those kids who got up and said, if you don't agree with us after we just watched our friends be murdered and us be terrified for our lives, then we will vote you out.
It's that powerful time in their
democracy
age.
Is in our hands.
Yeah, they're at that age where, you know what I'm saying, they're very powerful.
18.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. That's that age when you're powerful, you're rebellious, and things like that. But then when you have something like this that goes on, now you're really, like, rebellious to something that, like, not only they're talking about, but the people who are older than them that's supposed to be making the decisions are talking about as well.
You are leading the revolution.
Shout out to them kids.
Yes. Y'all lead this revolution.
Let's go.
Save your generation.
I got y'all back. Yeah, we talking about it. Yeah, let me find out a way how I can help. I'm down with it.
And like, if you are a parent, make sure you are encouraging your child to know who's in Congress. Make sure you're encouraging them to know who's representing them in the House and the Senate. Make them call. Make them write a letter. It's time for us to put pressure on we are the democracy.
Let's make the difference.
You know, so if you feel strongly about it, make your voice heard. I'm kind of in like a revolution time.
Yeah, I'm with you. You know,
democracy is
about us. They do have an emoji for that too.
I don't think it's the blackface emoji.
That guy whose name we will not say, one of the best things about him.
Who, 45?
Yeah, about 45 is that he's so bad that he's making people want to be better. You know what I mean? I think that's probably the best thing. That might be his legacy.
I oddly think his slogan works.
Where folks are trying to be better because he's showing you the worst of it. Do you know what I mean? He's like, I am as bad as it gets. And it's like, I don't want to be like that. So I'm going to try to be as good as I can. I'm going to stand up for what I believe in and this, that, and the other to spite you.
Right.
That might be the best thing about 45. he's so bad, everybody else makes it just feels better. You
but
know,
there's makes some, everybody else sometimes better. I wonder if his slogan actually works against him. But for the general good, like, we're going to make America great again. Right. Because now we've seen the ugly.
Yeah,
we've seen all of our ugly.
So we kind of want to be great.
And so now it's like, oh, no, I'm going to take my country back.
Mm-hmm.
I want my country where we speak to each other and we're nice and we're kind and we take care of our neighbor. And
diversity is celebrated.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. I want my country back.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Because for the past how many decades? We've moved forward.
Mm-hmm.
It is about equality. It is about everybody coming up.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't nobody going down.
No.
Like, that's not what we're about.
Not at all.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes you got to realize that you might just have been really far ahead. ahead. Mm-hmm. And so catching up feels like falling, but mm-hmm. it's not. Get over it.
It's all Sorry. Good. It's all good.
So, yeah.
Woo, but talking about change and making new changes, we had a text between us one day, and we just started talking about making different changes in your life. I love our
group text.
Waking up and deciding. Take part
in. I be having shit that I be talking about.
That's what new phones are about. I couldn't
be a part of any of them texts when I was doing my old phone.
You all right. You got a new phone now. We talked about it.
Well, I was like, wait a minute. Is that P-Hat trying to talk to us?
You
like,
all right now.
He's involved. Like, yeah, guys,
my phone works now. I can talk to you.
I actually had a full conversation with P-Hat today, so I know it is an improvement being made.
I was running around. I didn't even know.
Shout out to his phone and shout out to P-Hat.
See, we're all got my about case for change. Today,
if there we go.
Yeah, all about it. Change. So,
oh, you were saying something over there. What was that?
Doing change. We were talking about making change and doing different things and making the decision every morning. And like we've mentioned this on the show before, but making the decision every morning to go forward. And what was it? I was just watching Luke Cage again.
Yeah.
And one
since
thing,
we haven't watched Black Panther, we trying to watch Luke Cage to that's keep right. our black card.
Stop snitching on me, man. They don't know about that.
I know.
I got to keep bringing this up, man. They're going to talk about me later on, man. I'm not you.
You good, dog. You going to see that mess later. Whatever. You going to see it.
If you ain't seen it, go see it.
Watching all the Marvel stuff. You
got
good.
Me all rebellious and stuff about the show. I'm going to see the show. I represent my black people. There's an emoji for me.
Y'all
and it's
so
my color.
Silly.
Yeah, the black face
it's
emoji.
It's a color. No. I don't know what that is.
Is it the color?
I'm still waiting for the email to come through.
So somebody's going to tell us what
in your mind, tell me what that black emoji is.
Yo, this 14.5, though. Play.
You be all right.
Just so y'all know.
We about to put them on pause with this lyric.
He's still cool with the pussy hat.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm sorry, AT.
What you call me?
Please, AT.
Sorry, AT.
Your name? P-Hat. So, haters talking about change and making sure you make that declaration every day to move forward. One of the things that Luke Cage was always told was always forward, mm-hmm. never okay. backwards.
Always.
Always forward.
Always.
And I know you all and I have talked a lot about this, about it being a conscious decision.
Okay.
To move forward.
Absolutely.
And embracing it. But we also have talked about the highs and lows of embracing it.
Of course.
Like, what are the difficulties and how you play into the difficulties of holding yourself back?
That's a good one. Okay.
And doing what's best for you.
No, definitely. That's a good one. No, that's a good one. Actually, you know what? To be honest with you, I've listened to this a couple of times and it's made me think as well. You know, there's a lot of ups and downs that go on in our lives. Mm-hmm. And I believe that it goes on in everybody's life. You know, there's
and
no
in various
one,
ways.
Absolutely.
Change is coming.
Yeah, definitely.
Either way.
Scenario changes and makes the dictations of how it works, but really and truly, like, everybody goes through their ups and downs. Now, here's the key part. The key is you deciding whether you're going to let it take you over or you're going to let it, you know, use it
take
as a
you
positive.
Under.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? You get to really choose. It is your choice.
It is.
It is definitely
and
a
every
choice.
Every day is that choice.
Yes, because I've been through a lot. I think I even said something about last episode about how I was going through something with the family,
mm-hmm.
watching how the family did something and knowing that I had the choice to do something different, and I've been doing something positive. Matter of fact, to be honest with you, I believe this Thursday I have a pop-up coming up at one of the clubs in D.C., and they are ready. They have already done my flyer and everything like that for Unique Legacy, and they just want me to come through. They want me to put my clothes up and stuff like that. But if I didn't say, you know what, I'm going to just keep pushing forward, I would have never gotten to that spot.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Versus what some people do who allow that thing to come forward and then they just say, you know what, I'm going to quit. Now, let me
it's
not
too hard.
It
it's
is
too
hard.
Rough.
Yeah, definitely.
I've been struggling for so long and I can't get past this one point.
Absolutely.
Maybe there's somebody you haven't met yet. That's that network.
That, I mean, it's what it is, you know, and also like I want to be, you know, honest about it. Like in the beginning, I wasn't always as ambitious and saying like, let me go ahead and take it on.
Right.
You know what I mean? It started off a little bit like, oh, I have my reason and my excuses, but then after a while, if something happens in your life strong enough, it makes you just change that there is no excuses why you don't do anything anymore.
And
you
after
just
a while, they have
happen.
To stop being excuses. Because
exactly.
I feel you. In that entrepreneurship, there's always, and even in other aspects of my life, like when I'm dating.
Okay.
If I, well, now I'm married, but when I was dating.
Right.
You know, if I knew a dude was not the one for me.
Right.
And I kept getting hurt over and over again. Yeah. It was up to me to say, you know what? He's not the man I'm going to marry.
Yeah, that's your fault then.
Why am I giving him 100% of me?
Exactly.
And I get 2% of him.
Exactly.
That's not, if you know, like, okay, classic top.
Please, please.
And I'm going to be real with this.
Are we supposed to talk about something about this today?
I had a friend.
I'm ready.
Who was dating a dude, told me, we need to have a conversation. I'm not happy with the way things are going. Oh, I'm so upset. She goes to see the dude.
Oh, your friend's a male?
No, she's a female.
Okay, a female.
She goes to see her dude.
Okay.
They end up not having this conversation because they end up having sex.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, now, that happens.
So, right. And given. You know, things happen.
Every now and then.
But what we'll I said to her was, did that, I know it was hard. It.
Right.
Like, I know it's hard for you to have this conversation, but did you get what you wanted at the end of the day? And she was like, no. I'm still unhappy with the way things are. I'm still not feeling comfortable in this relationship. I'm still not getting what I want. I got what I wanted for the moment.
Right.
And I was like, right. So you deterred your end goal because you took what you wanted in that moment. Now, that's not to say that you couldn't have had that conversation.
It's 2018.
Followed by sex.
It's 2018. It's okay.
I'm just saying.
I'm listening.
And I'm sorry if I'm calling you out. I'm being real. And I'm talking about me. I will be honest. There were days when, you never like the person you supposed to like. You know.
I mean, I get it.
You always like, there's always someone in your life who you love or love to be around and think you might love or you like them a lot. And they're just not good for you.
No, like, it's very true.
But if you keep going with them and running in that habit with them, you might not get what
nothing
you want.
Nothing never really changes because you're still, like, you know, taking on the same thing. Right. You're not doing nothing to change it.
If but you know don't what? Rock the boat, it's not getting rocked.
Nah, you're right. You know what? But to be honest with you on top of that, like, I grew up in an era where, you know what I'm saying, as a man, you're supposed to treat your woman a certain way. And, you know, and then a woman also supposed to, you know, do what she's supposed to do. And, you know, it was like there was some instructions on how that worked at one time. But on my way up here, before I got ready to get on the show to talk to y'all for the happy hour,
in the black blue light.
I really was listening to another podcast. Shout out to all my people that's out here doing podcasts.
Yes.
Yeah, definitely, because I know what it takes for you to be able to do it.
Thanks
and
for letting us join
and
the
I'm
podcast
so happy
family.
That you all here doing it, and I support everybody like I want everybody to support Why In Your Mind. So on my way up here, I was listening to somebody talking about the same thing. You know, the situation between the, what was it, like the couples?
Okay.
It was kind of, you know, like the whole thing with the couples or whatever like that. But the person actually said that though they were looking for that person, they weren't looking for the relationship. So they were kind of more in that situation where they were like, they're still inquisitive. They still want to find out what's going on. So these things that, like, you know, that's brought up that, you know, people complain about or people, they, you know, I'm not just making it about a female, but I was listening to a female.
Okay.
So, okay, you know, they bring up these things about what's not happening right. But at the same time, when they get together, they tell themselves this is what they want to do. Mind you.
Stay in it.
I mean,
and I'm sure there are plenty of men who have considered leaving the situation they're in, whether it's your job, whether it's.
Right.
Where you're living, who you're living with, who you're dating, whatever the case may be.
Okay.
You know, but if you know, like, you're not going to marry this woman and she wants to be married or vice versa, you know, there are certain things that I'm trying to think of, like, other things. If you know this isn't, if you know that that's not the job you want to stay in, then you have to look for other jobs.
But that's true.
It's an active decision of, I am going to change something.
It's very true, and I like using other things to go ahead and, you know, cover that concept, right? Because it makes the sense. Because
it could be anything.
Yeah, absolutely. But, like, now in 2018, people just, when it comes to sex, like, people don't believe in that same thing anymore.
It's very different.
Like, I've heard most females say, I prefer, if I'm going to lose my virginity, to lose my virginity to somebody that actually already knows how to, you know, lose my virginity. They don't really want it. They don't want the new person.
I could understand
that. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I can understand that, but how backward is that really, and how much? I'll tell you the reason why.
Okay, if both of us don't know what we're doing,
we figure it out.
I mean, we could. We learn together.
Right. You're making a joint effort. We figure it out.
Given, like I said, I call them body counts.
Okay.
So for me, I feel like, you know, I personally, when I got married, I didn't mind if there were some others.
Okay. Right.
Now, but your body count can't be one where I go, good gracious.
Right. But you ain't gonna never really.
Hey.
I'm Mr. UL is not gonna tell you my body count. There's no need for me to tell you my body count.
And don't ask questions you're not ready to hear the answer for.
I'm not even gonna give you the answer. I'm a good reverse psychology individual. And I'm going to ask you, you know, from the aspect of why do you really want to know? Right. Do you really want to know? Because, you know what I'm saying? Does it matter at this point? Because
a lot of people ask a lot of questions they're not ready for. Like, P had told me about a friend of his that asked her boyfriend a question. What was the question? Am I prettier than your girlfriend?
Oh, yeah.
I'm so mad. Or, am I prettier than my
like, I don't know.
P-Head was going in the back
P-Head.
Trying to think.
Like, why you on. Throwing this stuff
you're
on me?
You're not about to put me out on podcast. About. Hold on.
No,
wait a minute.
She asked the question.
Nah, I got you.
No, she's asked the question. You know, she asked her new boyfriend, or she'd been talking to this dude for a minute, but he was married previously.
Okay.
And got all this stuff. She asked him, do you think I'm prettier than your ex-wife?
First of all, nobody in that situation can win.
Nope.
She's not going to like the answer.
Don't ever ask that dude that question ever again. You know, because he ain't trying to answer that nonsense.
And you're not waiting to hear the answer.
Exactly. And whatever he says ain't going to be good enough for you.
Right. If he turns to you and goes, actually, I thought she was gorgeous. What are you going to do?
She's going to be mad. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So,
you walk right into that.
Exactly. That was his ex-wife for like 16 years, however long it was. I don't know. But,
and then my thing is, he can't win no matter what he does. He's not going to be able to win. Mm-hmm. You know, you've asked me a question that you really don't want the answer to in
stupid.
Any way. But, like, I don't know. And in saying this in fear, a lot of us are scared to do better.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of us are scared to make the initial change. It's like when you realize you don't make enough money, but you're like, oh, I really like my job. Or, like, you get comfortable in the situation you're in.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't make enough money, you may have to get a new job.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, like, sometimes you have to make those hard decisions.
Yeah.
And sometimes you do have to ask those questions you're not ready here to answer to, but you need to be ready for it.
Yeah.
There is always a time.
But don't ask stupid questions, though.
I'm sorry, y'all.
Am
I'm going
fat?
Through the happy hour mode.
Am I this?
Who
am
has
I
gone
fat?
To happy hour and can't find their phone?
He's losing his mind.
And is that what it is? Is that what's going on right now?
I don't know where your phone
I'm
at, dog.
I'm having that moment where I'm like,
we're getting close to the end of the show anyway,
my
so, you
no,
know,
it's not
but you're going to be able to find your phone pretty soon. You know, because the hour is almost up. You know what I mean? But, yeah, I don't know where your phone is. I'm over here looking for you.
Nah, it's all good.
I'm off the phone.
Don't even worry about it.
I lost my train of thought. I was talking about chicks just talking about am I pretty. I'm like, nah, you ain't pretty.
Here you go. But no, AT, definitely, I understand what you're talking about, and I definitely agree with you 100%.
Don't ask me stupid questions.
I agree. I don't ask questions I don't want to know the answer
exactly.
to unless I have to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because, you know, If I'm gonna ask you a certain question, I need to honestly be ready for that answer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, definitely.
You know, because whatever answer you give me, I then have to make that change or make that decision.
Mm-hmm. That is a good point, though. Why do people ask the questions that they don't want the answer to, though?
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you have to. Like, if I ever have to ask, are you cheating on me?
Mm-hmm.
It's because I need to know.
That's crazy.
But what if I give
you know what
that?
I'm saying?
What if
I don't
I
want
give
the,
you the answer, though. What if you?
But if I ask it. I personally don't ask questions unless I am ready for the answer or I have to.
But I'm cool with that, though. I'll give the
answer.
Now,
cheating, if I'm like, I've been feeling like you're cheating, I may have to know the answer. I may not be ready for it.
I mean, I understand.
It,
I respect that.
But
right.
I have to
Yeah,
know.
Let me know what my position is as I like a going to Felicia.
Right.
But I'm just talking generally. Like
general
you know what
questions.
I'm saying? Like, you ask me a question to something that you really don't know the answer to.
Because if
for
I give
example,
it to you, you're going to be mad.
Thank you. A movie comes out.
Okay.
Mr. UL, you going to the movies? I want to be the one to go to the movies with first. I'm sorry somebody kind of got me first, but I'll still go to the movies.
Right.
I understand. That takes away a little
bit
of the I get it. But then, you know, once you go to the movies and you have fun and I buy the drinks and I buy something to eat or whatever the case may be and how we even end the night,
you'll be happy about the whole thing. And then you're going to tell everybody about
your
the movies.
Your night is your night.
So it don't get mad at me if I'm not really paying attention to the reason why you're not happy right now.
True. And you know, in talking about making the decision, like, your happiness is a decision.
It is.
The situations you put yourself in, the decisions you make, they are, if you like, for example, if you want your business to do well.
Yes.
You need to be very careful whom you speak to.
Absolutely.
And how you speak to
I
them.
I definitely have somebody that comes at me like that. He's like, you got a clothing line, Mr. UL, you got a clothing line, so you need to make sure that you have right. The right person in your stuff.
I mean, and it's all about connections. Getting further in life, whether it's a job, whether it's dating, whether it's all about who you know.
Right.
If you're coming off, if you're like, oh, I want my business to do so well, but then a dude you're talking to talks to another girl, you can't pop off at that girl.
No, we need to be on the same page.
Because if you're popping off, and you may need her down the line. I'm not saying not to be real by any means.
No,
but like,
of course not.
Know your company.
Yeah,
make,
of course.
You know, if your growth is in building your business or moving your life forward, you're going to need somebody at some point.
Yes, of course.
And we've all learned from Facebook.
Yes, we have.
Everybody knows everybody.
Mm-hmm. Social media.
You
got to
watch what you say.
I ain't even going to give Facebook all the credit. Social media.
You know, mm-hmm. We figured it out. So this week, I guess my leaving is change is inevitable. Either you're going to make the change or the change will change on you and you'll have to deal with it.
This is true.
But make decisions that move you forward. Yeah. Forward always.
Forward always. Shout out to Luke Cage.
Shout out to Luke. If you haven't seen it, mm-hmm. Rafael Sadiq did his job as a music supervisor.
Yes.
It is amazing. Check it out, especially if you've seen Black Panther. It'll get you through the
If you
rest
haven't
of February.
Seen Black Panther yet, shout me out because I need that support because I'm getting ready to see it. Hopefully by the next week when y'all hear from me, I will be telling y'all about Black Panther because it's still top number one on what it's doing.
Yeah.
So anybody that says anything.
Say, yes, it if is.
Anything,
with the number one soundtrack.
Luke Cage absolutely. Tries a little too hard to be black sometimes,
that
I feel
great.
Like. But it's still all right.
It
but
just melts over
it's still
you.
A cliche.
You're supposed,
black,
too hard. You're supposed
almost,
to try too hard at a
no,
Marvel
no, no,
show.
I'm saying like on that show. Yeah, they
in
go
a Marvel
over the top
show,
so,
yeah.
It's almost like, what would white people do if they were going to write a show that like had black people? Sometimes I feel
they
like that
did
when
it.
I watch it.
It's called
no,
Luke
no, no, no. Cage. No, exactly. But it's like, how would white people make a black
no,
TV
I get
show? Sometimes
I get
when
it.
I watch Luke Cage,
family.
I feel like that. But I still enjoy it. And
we
I
gotta
still
start
like,
somewhere,
like it,
though,
you
right?
Know what I'm saying?
We gotta open up the door somewhere.
We
somewhere,
exactly.
Yeah.
But it's good stuff.
And so then we'll get there.
It's almost too
we'll
black.
Get there.
Mm-hmm. But all
like,
I'm gonna
on
say,
purpose, though,
Luke Cage broke Netflix.
Yes, he did.
It did. I love Luke Cage. I think it's awesome.
Black Panther's number one in movies, yeah. And Black Panther has a number one soundtrack. All I'm saying,
I've seen every commercial. I'm close to the movie, but I've seen every commercial.
This is like there is a market.
They're making that money.
So we're gonna leave you at Wine Your Mind. Happy hour. We are gonna finish up and tell you guys have a wonderful week. Thanks
always.
For joining us.
Mm-hmm. Happy hour.
Shout us out on our Facebook group and we hope to hear from you soon. Y'all have a great week.
All right.
Yeah, it's been fun, y'all. Good
yes,
time.
Mr. UL cheers. Out.
All right, Mr. UL. AT.
Cheers, guys.
P hatch for now.
Cheers.
So we'll see how it goes. Think about them names, y'all. All right, y'all.